Hi, everybody. This is Pam, and you're listening to the podcast Women Who Stutter, Our Stories, which can be found on the blog Make Room for the Stuttering at stutterrockstar.com and is also freely available as a download on iTunes. Today, as always, I have the privilege and pleasure of speaking with yet another amazing woman who's going to share parts of her story. So I'd like to say hello to Bernice. Hi, Bernice. How are you?
Hello. Hi, Pat. I'm okay. I'm fine.
I'm so excited that you're going to be on the show with us today.
Me too. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah. Me too. So to get us started, could you introduce yourself to us? Tell us who you are and where you're from and what you do to keep busy?
Yes, of course. My name is Bernice Gauci and I am from Malta, which is a very tiny island underneath Sicily. I work as a mental health nurse. I've been working for the past two to three years now, and I like to keep myself busy during my free time by going for a jog, going for a walk with my friends and my boyfriend especially, and cook something nice together and like spend our time just in the quiet areas and having fun with each other's company.
Oh, that sounds great. It sounds like you have a lot to keep busy with.
Yes, I have a lot, and I am also doing my master degree in family studies. I now am in the second year and I have only left 1 year to go. So in a year's time, I will be a master graduate as well in family studies.
Oh, wow. Yeah, you definitely have a lot going on.
Yes, a lot. And also,
yes.
And also, I am the president of the Stuttering Association of Malta, which involves a lot of work as well.
Oh, my goodness. It's a wonder you have any free time at all.
Yes, I know. Yes. I like to keep myself very busy and involved in a lot of things as well.
I see that. So what got you interested in the field of mental health nursing?
I've always been interested in nursing, and when the mental health nursing course was out, I was like, yeah, this looks really interesting and different from the nursing in general. So I like to have something new in my life and something and I just applied for it and I went through the course.
Okay, wow, great, great. So you must obviously enjoy it very much.
Yes, I do enjoy it. It's a bit difficult though, like it's different from the general nursing, but it's really nice, and I love my job, and I don't imagine myself in an other job now.
So, how does your stuttering impact your job?
I do have my stuttering days, which are harder, when I get stuck a lot during the day. But my colleagues at work know by now that I do stutter. So, and even the doctors, I think they know by now as well. So I try to just be myself every time, even when I get stuck or stuck. I just go. I just keep on talking and keep on acting like this is me and this is my job, and I want to do it, even though I get stuck or I don't speak fluently like other nurses do.
Are your colleagues pretty supportive and accepting?
Yes, I think they are, because no one came to speak and tell me that I am not good enough or I am not good in my job or something. I have a close, we work in shift, so I work with two other nurses, and I am very, very open with them. So when I do have my bad stuttering days, when I get stuck more than usual, I just tell them, like, today I am having those kind of days, so I may stuck more, and it's okay, so you don't have to worry about me or something. But I think no one by now has ever did something or showed me that I am not good as them, because I do my job and that's it.
That's the most important thing, that you do your job and do it well, right?
Yes, and even if I have to say something or I have to phone the doctor, heck, I still go and do it, even though I might stutter on the phone or something. I just go and do it because I am like, this is me, and it isn't going to affect me or my job or the care I give to my patient. So I just do it for them and even for myself.
Congratulations for having that type of attitude about being open and doing what you need to do. Have you always been like this?
No, unfortunately, no. I've been afraid of the telephone in the past. Like when it rings or something, I just get scared and I just don't want to lift the phone up to say love to the person. Remember when I was a student nurse, so it isn't like that long time ago when I was in that situation.
And what changed? What changed for you that you're so much more comfortable and open now?
It just started when I was during my course in my student nursing course. Had to introduce myself, and I just couldn't say my name. So when I went home, I was very, very sad that day because I just couldn't say like, hello, my name is and where I live or something. So I was very sad. And I went to my mom and I just started crying and like telling her that it can't be like this. I can't say my name. I can't speak well. And then she got me introduced me to Dr. Josepha Jules, who is a speech pathologist, and he is specialized in this con dish stuttering. So I went there, and in our first session was really funny because he just started by that stuttering is a gift. So I just say, okay, he doesn't know what he is saying because stuttering, it is not a gift. I mean, it is keeping me from being myself, talking to people, so no, it is not a gift. You are not saying this, that is the truth. It's not. But then he told me to go and spend 1 week thinking about it and how stuttering have helped me other than did not. So I went home and I thought about it. And yes, I did realize that stuttering is a gift because it gave me a lot of things back. It showed that what is like to have a daily thing to do every single day, challenge like daily challenge, and how it's like showed me to it made me be more sensitive towards others. It's really given me more things back, and it didn't take anything from me my dream was to be a nurse, so I am a nurse. So I did what I did what I really wish to do in my life. So it didn't actually take back, it just gave me more. So yes, it just started from that kind of day when I am, it's just a journey to where I am here today, and I am talking about it in to other people and
Yeah, it does sound it does sound like you've gotten a lot more out of stuttering than certainly has taken away from you. And to have already discovered this at a relatively young age, how old are you?
I am 24. I'm going to be 25 this year.
Yeah, so you're young, and to have discovered that stuttering has provided you with benefits, I think a lot of people who stutter aren't there yet in their journey, and I don't know how many people would agree that stuttering is a gift. So for you to have discovered that already so early in your life and in your career is just amazing, and it's going to take you places.
Yes, and like last month, I went to the IFA Congress in Lisbon, Portugal, and it was a really amazing experience. I enjoyed it very well because I met other people who stutter, and we just stuttered along, and we just made friends so easily because we share something which is really common. So I mean, we stutter, we share that. So I felt so comfortable there. And it was a really great experience for me to meet other people coming from different countries who stutter like me. Because when I was young, I thought I was the only girl who stuttered in Malta. So now I can say that I am not the only girl in Malta, and I have met other people who do stutter from different countries.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that, whether or not you had attended that conference, because my friend Mitch had mentioned that he had met you, so I wasn't sure if that was in person or if that was online. So I'm so happy to hear that you actually got to attend that. Was that your first experience attending a big conference like that?
Yes, it was my first one, and I really hope that it is not going to be the last one, because I really enjoyed it so very much. It felt like it felt like I was in a society of people who stutter. So it felt really good. So that I can stutter along with other people.
Yeah, when you're at something like that, you're able to feel like you're in the majority instead of the minority, right?
Exactly. That's how I felt.
Now, did you meet other women there who stutter?
Yes, I did also meet other women who stutter.
I'm always interested in that because women, of course, are the minority amongst people who stutter. It's mostly men. So I think it's very important that women get a chance to meet other women, just like you said, when you thought that you were the only girl in Malta. I think young girls who stutter growing up often think that they're the only girl because it's rare to meet other girls or women who also stutter. I also felt the same way when I was growing up. I thought I was the only person who stuttered. I didn't meet anybody else who stuttered until I was an adult.
Yes, it just happened to me as well, because when I was young in my classroom, I didn't have other students who do stutter, so I felt like I was the only one. But when I grew older, I just realized that there are other people involved who do stutter as well.
Now, what was your favorite part of the conference that you attended?
It was my favorite part, apart from listening to the studies and researchers, research they did on stuttering. My favorite part was, though, that I met a number of people who do stutter. That was my favorite part.
Have you stayed in contact with any of the people that you've met?
Yes, I have two of them who I've been in contact with them since I've been here in Malta. And when I do feel like I have to speak about stuttering and I don't feel well, or I don't feel good, or I do feel good about it, or I want to share with them something, I just speak with them and they answer back.
That's one wonderful. Isn't that great that you have that instant connection with other people who stutter?
Yes, it's really a good thing and wonderful to have this. And it happened when we went out to eat, when we was there in when we were there in Lisbon. We went out to eat at during dinner time, and the waiter was a person who stutters, so it felt like, is this really a society where all the people we met were all stutterers? It felt really like a very good coincidence, wasn't
Oh, wow.
it?
Did you guys wind up telling the waiter about what you were doing?
Yes. Yes, we did.
Wow.
Finally, we just told him that we were tending this conference. So he was like, really? And we were like, can we take a photo with you? Because this is a really nice thing that we have met you.
Did he let you take a photo?
Yes, he did let us.
Oh, wow. So it sounds like the whole experience was an amazing opportune tune tunity.
Yes, it really was.
So, tell me about the Stuttering Association in Malta that has recently started that you're the president of. How did that come to be?
First thing in the Malta, we don't have any kind of group or an association where of this kind of thing of stuttering. So we felt that we need to set up this association. And the aims of this association is to offer information and advice to people who stutter and create a awareness while encouraging them to give their utmost and to be what they want to be in life. And in our association, we have people who are teachers, lawyers, nurses, architects, priests, accountant, IT managers. We have a lot of different people coming from different kind of jobs. We have a good mix of people.
Wow. How did you get the word out? How did all these people know that the association had began?
Firstly, it was Dr. Joseph Ajous who brought some people to the association because they were his clients in the past. And then we did the launch of the association, and there were two journalist who contact me to speak about the association, and after that there were quite a number of people who wanted to join this association after that.
That's great. So you gave a interview to the journalists?
Yes, I did. And they contacted me afterwards to join the association.
Oh, wow. That's wonderful. Wow, you have done a lot to educate and raise awareness about stuttering. It must feel very good.
Yes, I did a lot, and I am really looking forward to start the other goals we have in mind for the awareness and the advice to other people, especially for the kids. And it's not just me who I am going to work, but the whole association and the committee who are going to work to together to achieve our goals.
Mm-hmm. What are some of your goals?
We have in mind to organize a special day where we bring kids who stutter and organize something for them, like, for example, a treasure hunt or something, where the kids can play with us and see adults who stutter and will be their role models.
Oh, that's wonderful.
This is something we have in mind, and even to go on the media and speak about it and tell other people that stuttering is a gift, and to raise awareness about it, and to try to teach other people and educate about stuttering, that you can meet someone one day who might not speak fluently like you do, so you need to respect it and just be patient with the person and let him or her speak and just listen. And yes, I think those are the goals of our association for now.
Wonderful goals, and it sounds like you have a really good foundation of support to get this off the ground. It'll be wonderful for you to outreach to the children. Do you have plans to try to involve the parents as well?
Yes, of course. Our association is open to people who stutter, parents, friends of people who stutter, and also to other people who are not stutterers or no person who do stutter. So yes, we have in mind as well to help the parents to see, to make them realize that it is okay to have a child who stutter, and they can be adults who be strong adults and successful adults as well in their own jobs.
Mm-hmm. Wow. It's so inspiring what you and the association are doing. It just seems like you're off to such a wonderful start, and that everything is going in a positive direction. Congratulations for everything that you've got going on.
Thank you very much. And even on behalf of our association, we would like to thank everyone for being interested in our association and to their sport as well.
Now, is your association part of the International Stuttering Association?
It's not yet, but we are going to be part of it, of the.
Oh, that's wonderful. Next year, the International Stuttering Association World Congress for people who stutter will be in the United States. Perhaps you can think about coming to that conference.
Yes, I know about it because Mitch has told me about it, but I think it's going to be a bit of a expense to come to US. But
Yeah.
might win the lottery and I might come.
Well, I will keep my fingers crossed that you pick the right numbers and hit that lottery. Oh, Bernice, this has been such a delightful talk, and I'm so happy that you were able to be a guest today. I want to thank you so much for everything that you've shared. You're quite an inspiring young woman.
Thank you so much, and I thank you for this wonderful experience to talk to me on podcast because it was my very first one, and about stuttering as well.
Yes. Well, I'm delighted that we had this opportunity, and I'm sure that your podcast is going to inspire others that listen. So thank you again. And this has been Women Who Stutter, Our Stories.